All right, so let's talk a little bit more about net neutrality with Hiawatha Bray. He's the tech writer for the Boston Globe. Hiawatha, hello.
Hi there.
Okay, well, so I know how much you love net neutrality. Just kidding.
No. Well, I'm a net neutrality skeptic in that I agree with what you said toward the end of the interview. We went throughout the history of the Internet up until 2015 without these onerous FCC regulations, and somehow these guys did not slant the Internet and slam all the doors so that we couldn't get to this or that website. It just didn't happen. And I don't think it would, because I don't really see a business case for doing it. It just seems to me companies really wouldn't have a good case for doing it. This isn't to say, though, that I'm totally opposed to what the state legislature is trying to do here.
Oh, this
First
is a surprise.
All,
okay, tell me more.
No. Remember, I last time we talked about this, I said I'd be perfectly happy if the federal government passed a simple law that said no blocking, no throttling, and just make that illegal on a federal level. I don't think anybody wants to do it. But if you had a law against it, no big deal. I think what the state is doing that is much more significant, though, is, as I understand it, this law is also going to set limits on the ability of ISPs to sell your data.
Right.
That is something that I think is a much more disturbing issue. And this law is going to say ISPs doing business in Massachusetts basically cannot just up and sell information about you without your permission. And that's something we very badly need on the federal level. And indeed, the Obama administration had issued regulations like that, and those were also withdrawn by the Trump administration. And that time, I disagreed completely, because that is something we very much need to do. The big problem, and this was what some of the critics of that regulation said, and they had a point, is that it's not enough to do this with Comcast or with AT&T or with Verizon. We got to do it with Facebook.
With everybody.
We got to do it with Google.
Yeah.
We have got to have a comprehensive law in this country that says you guys can't sell our data without our permission. You have to let us see the data you've collected on us.
Hiawatha,
you have
to
let
us
erase
it. Okay, I find myself suddenly, not that I... Am I taking the libertarian point of view now instead of you? Because what I hear you with these potential, with these proposals...
Yeah.
I mean, that would basically entirely undercut the business model for all of these companies. It could effectively,
well,
I don't know if they would put them out of business.
Isn't that just too bad? I mean, I don't understand. Why is that? I mean, I don't understand why you would argue that a company has a right to collect indefinite amounts of information about everyone in America without us having any idea what they know about us, without us having any right to see what they know about us. I mean, it's worse than that. I mean, we're talking here about like Facebook, right? And the thing about Facebook is at least we tell them what we want
right.
them to know.
Look, just
what
to be clear,
company...
just to be clear, you know I do not like the collecting of private information and selling
that
for profit. I'm just saying that, like say these a bill makes it to the State House or on Capitol Hill, the first thing that Facebook's army of lobbyists is going to say is, this is Big Brother putting us out of business. We can't have this in a capitalistic free market society. We can't have that.
Well, they might try to make that argument, but I don't think they have it. I don't think there is such a thing as an innate right to sell what ultimately is your intellectual property. I mean, basically, it's a form of intellectual property, information about yourself, without some say of the person who ultimately owns this information, which is you. I don't think that's a violation of free market principles at all. It's my information. You should have to be accountable to me about what you do with it. And, but I want to make this point very quickly. We're talking about Facebook and we're talking about Google. The ones that also really scare me, and Senator Markey has talked about this, are the companies like Axiom and Experian and all these guys, because they're collecting data that we didn't even ask them to collect.
Right.
Remember the big Experian crack where they lost the data of 140 million Americans, and most of us are sitting there going, who are these guys? Where'd they get this information? We didn't even know they had it.
And why can't I get a mortgage? Exactly, because of them.
Exactly. And there has to be some kind of restriction that says you can't go gathering up from all the public records information about millions of Americans, put it in a central database, let it get stolen, and then say, oh, well, accidents may happen.
Yeah.
No, that's unacceptable.
You know, I want to know what you think of a particular idea. Just last week, I think, I talked to Jonathan Zittrain about this, and he said, look, there are other sectors in which we have working models on how to handle sensitive information. I mean, he was looking at healthcare, and people have a lot of rights over the information that doctors can use and share, et cetera. So we kind of know, we know how to do this.
We've got laws protecting the privacy of medical records. We've got laws protecting the privacy of some of our financial records. My favorite is there is actually a law protecting your right to have privacy in the videos that you rent. Somebody cannot steal and publish what you rented at the Redbox without breaking federal law. They have to keep that private. So why can't we have some kind of control over what these companies know about us? I don't see any practical reason why not. One thing, though, is this is an area where the states are probably going to have an impact, because if enough states legislate on that, the federal government may have to do something. And on the other hand, they may not. Remember the right to repair, where this whole idea was we wanted the car companies to tell us how their cars... Massachusetts passed a law requiring them to share the details of how their cars work so other people could repair them. And with that one state passing the law, the auto industry just basically said, the heck with it, we'll just do it. Because one state made it mandatory, they knew the information was going to get out. Something like that may happen here. If enough states say, we're going to do it this way, for example, you could imagine Facebook ultimately just deciding, forget it. We'll just have our own standards for doing this, and they'll be very open and very logical.
We got 30 seconds left, Hiawatha. Let me just ask you quickly about that, because, you know, of course, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he's going to testify before Congress at some point in time, but that also the company is introducing a new centralized system to help users control privacy. We got just 20 seconds. Is that a good step forward, at least?
It might be. We'll have to see what it works like. By the way, I'm writing today about how their plans to improve their apps are actually sound like a pretty good idea, and will work much better than the apps we have on our phones now. It could be a big step forward.
Hiawatha Bray, he's tech writer for the Boston Globe. We've got a link to all of his columns about this at radioboston.org. Hiawatha, thank you so much.
It's been fun.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.